Simply Done, the podcast network.
Here's the thing. Once you're in the system, it's really hard to get out of the system.
I can't get him out. I've tried, but I cannot get him out.
The fact that
he's going to be pissed.
Here's the thing. He can get out of the system when he can get out of the system. When he's in the system, he's in the system. Hey, Scare Master.
Oh, hey, Perry.
Hey, bud. What's going on? Don't punch me. Seriously. Okay. What is this?
Hey, Perry.
Is this a bomb? Is this a bomb? What is this?
What is that?
What is this?
Can I come over there and sit down and I'll show you what it is?
You sit down and pull out.
First off, you guys need to sign these two decks.
No. Well, for what? For who?
For two customers.
Oh, well, where's our money?
What do you mean your money?
Yeah, we made an agreement. If you put our faces on skateboards, we would split it in half.
You have to talk to my agent.
You would get 50%, and Mole and I would split 50%. I haven't seen a dime.
I haven't seen a dime either.
Well, okay.
Other than what's on my...
Okay, well, so... So how much do we get for that?
How much you buddy?
Yeah. What, $5 a piece?
How much you selling them for?
$20?
No. You sold a bunch of them the day of...
Chili cook-off.
I only sold, I think, 9.
Okay.
Only 8 or 9.
Okay, so where's the body?
Where's our money? Where's our cash?
Where's the body?
You guys...
How much did you sell?
Give the body, Junior.
How much...
Please.
But you have the money.
I don't have shit. I've been paying bills like fucking
okay,
crazy.
It doesn't matter.
What does that mean, you're paying bills? You go in and you like fill the envelope with your
vomit and stuff.
And Oreo cookies and like death notices
to
Bert Convy, and then you send them off like crazy, like a crazy person?
Perry, you made an agreement with us. And in that agreement, you said if we use the Big Three logo on any boards, we would split it 50-50. You would get 50%. And Mole and I would split 50%. That's what was said. That's an agreement that you reached. I saw skateboards being sold like pancakes at a pancake house.
I saw the greatest minds of my generation buying skateboards from you.
Not that many.
Okay, but you sold some.
I sold some.
All right, and we haven't seen a penny.
We haven't seen some of that sum.
I haven't. Look, first off.
Perry, you had cash.
Don.
Perry.
I've been paying bills.
I don't get... Okay.
Ah, gross. Listen, whatever bills you have doing your stuff that you're
doing...
You
made an agreement with us and you've gone against the agreement. Why will we break an agreement? You got the bulk of the money.
Where's the body?
Oh, God.
So Mole and I can sell things involving the three of us and we don't have to pay you. Is that what you're saying?
Well, so far, that's what...
Is that what you're saying? Oh, really? Oh, really, you fucking pile of dog shit? I don't pay for every fucking thing?
Oh, yeah, but isn't that part of what comes out of what's been going on? I don't know.
Wait a minute. What's going on with what?
With the Big Three, isn't that? I mean.
Okay. So, Perry, the point is that we made an agreement. I don't ask you for anything to keep the project going.
Hey, can I ask one question, please? I'm sorry to interrupt. But can I ask you one question? And Scare Master, you can answer this too.
Go ahead.
You guys know this song?
Coming to you pre-recorded from... Coming to you... What the fuck?
Here we go.
Here we go.
Coming to you pre-recorded...
Shut up, please. Please. Coming to you pre-recorded from Simply Down the Podcast Network Studios at a secret location in West Hollywood, California. It's the Big Three Podcast. Hey, everybody. It's your old pal, Don.
Hey, I'm Scary. Hold on. Hey, everybody. Hey, you do this. Hey, I'm Mole. Yes.
And I'm, of course, the last of the three. The Big Three, Scary Perry.
And together we are the
Big Three.
Hey, everyone. Well, welcome to another show. I walk into this today, and I realize Perry is ripping me the fuck off.
Yes, Scare Master. No.
Wrong.
Didn't you get enough money from him when you stole money out of his wallet, right out of his money wallet?
I gave that fucking money back.
Yeah, but you can't just because
okay.
You got caught.
All right, but you...
God, that was fucking what, 90s?
Okay.
96,
but you
97?
Know what? All right, you're right. You're absolutely right. That's and you know what?
And I gave it back to him.
And he did. But the money that I loaned him that night of over $700. I've never gotten that back.
Oh, you should give that back.
With the $2,000, I might be able to give you back $700. After I pay my bills, and then what's left over,
okay,
I can
so what
back.
You're saying is that it's a long time for me to continue to remember when you tried to rip me off, but when you haven't paid me back in that amount of time, it's a whole different story. So
yeah,
time doesn't matter there with you.
It's too long. Stuff is too long to remember.
Can we talk about Tom Brennan?
I would actually like to talk about Tom Brennan for a second. Can you do me a favor, Scam Master, and later on, just jot me down his... I want to get his address because I want to send him...
I don't have an address.
Well, I just want to send... Let me. If I were to send him, like... You know if he's allergic to shellfish? Because I want to get him a lobstergram like I've done it before. Because here's the thing. I don't want to make a big deal about it, but I may be seeking new representation, and I may be trying
oh, that'd
to
get be perfect.
Into Tom's stable of talent.
I got to tell you, if you need the address, I've got the address.
Yeah, because I feel that the best way to start a relationship is to give him a gift as my representative to hopefully get some big work
See,
out
people
of him.
That have money and that are able to do things like that are able to do things like that. I got nothing.
I got nothing, too. I buy the lobstergram on credit because I did the guy a favor. I detailed
credit.
His lobster truck.
But I don't understand why this has anything to do with you.
Well, because Tom Brennan's my
representation.
My publicist.
Well, just AKA last night, agent. I had to talk to you because I thought you fired him.
Well, I didn't
fire
him.
That's why I'm picking him up.
I made
I'm
a comment to him, and I says, okay, you're fired. And
yeah, that was kind of wrong. The way you
that
fire somebody.
Listen, I want to get into the Brennan business, okay?
Who doesn't?
He's a great guy.
Exactly.
He's an amazing guy.
He's already set me up with
and
a couple
thing,
things.
The thing
I have
about,
a reading for Craig and Auto Parts in Sweden.
And the thing about him with Lou Reed is just... The passing of Lou Reed is extremely sad, and
you know that, don't you?
I feel bad for.
He worked with Lou Reed.
Well, I just don't know when Scaremaster's Trail of Terror is going to end.
Trail
you
of Terror.
You killed Lou Reed. Too?
I didn't kill Lou Reed. Goddamn
well, that's what you're
What'd
saying.
You
don't bring
him?
It up like you're bragging.
Oh, because he was bisexual at one point.
Oh, would you shut the fuck up?
He was.
I'm not bisexual.
Who just said
well,
you
no,
were?
Second,
Lou
yeah,
Reed
yeah,
is. You bisexual.
I paid for
oh,
Linda, and I helped out Linda a lot of times, so I guess
Perry,
I am bisexual.
Perry, we weren't talking about you.
We're talking about you killing Lou Reed.
I didn't kill
and
nobody.
And I said Lou Reed was bisexual, and that's why you killed him.
I didn't kill Lou Reed.
You know what the sad thing about Lou Reed dying and Scaremaster killing him is 5 minutes after Scaremaster killed him, his man finally showed up.
You know what scares me? I'm starting to put two and two together. Yes, for motive. Why would Perry kill Lou Reed?
I don't even know the guy.
Okay. But you did know this. You knew that Tom Brennan represented him.
Yeah, after Tom
right.
told me.
And then, Mole, you're trying to get Tom Brennan to represent you.
See, because the song was waiting for my man, and the man finally showed up right after he died.
That's not... Mole. That's
what they're saying. That's what they're saying.
That's not funny. That's not funny.
But that's what they said happened.
That's what he said, yeah. Well, this is a real tangled web we're leading. So anyway, so today, as I said, I feel that I'm getting ripped off by Perry because
yes, Scaremaster.
We made an agreement.
What did he do?
Well, he's ripping off you too, Mo.
Look, you guys.
Not just,
well, I know what I did.
Look, you guys.
What'd you do?
I don't know. What did I do?
I keep paying bills, and I keep getting... more and more into debt,
hold
and,
on.
I had a 4-day weekend with
you. We've heard about this before. I just want to applaud Mole. That was a very good call right there. What
I don't
did
know what's
you
going
do?
On.
Okay, now, what are you saying about the 4-day weekend?
I just hope things work out and that...
What? What'd you just say to me?
Nothing.
What did you just say?
I just hope things work out.
And you went like this, like you were trying to get money. What are you
hoping
talking about?
That I get paid for the weekend.
What'd you do this
Mole,
weekend?
Did you get paid money yet from the Windy Weekend?
The money for the Windy Weekend?
Yeah.
No, that goes into the Fund Anything stuff.
Wait a second.
Okay, we're waiting.
You're telling me all the money that I was supposed to make for that weekend goes
no,
into the Fund
you
Anything?
Got
no,
a
it goes in, we invest it into our futures. We made the money to make money. It takes money to make money. We're not going to take money from our fans.
Yeah.
Those are our fans. Those guys barely have enough money to put together a photographic picture of you running through China naked
but
or whatever
have,
it is.
I have I live on shit for money.
Yeah, but that's why everyone came over to your house and bought skateboards for $1 million.
Right, and we didn't
get, $1 million.
They didn't buy skateboards.
How much did you charge the skateboard for?
When it was going for $1,000 a fork.
What?
Your silverware is up to $1,000 a fork.
Yeah, you gave it all away, motherfucker.
I did. People took it.
You gave it all away.
But now
I saw you opening up the goddamn drawer and handing it out. You fucking asshole. That's another reason why you're never allowed past my front fucking door and my fucking complex ever again.
Can I come over if I bring you some flowers? What if I bring you those flowers you like so much? Scare Master, think of this. Word picture. Knock, knock, knock. It's me. What do you want? I got something for you.
I'm not even home.
And yeah, you're home. You're always home.
No,
and what do I got for you?
What do you got to do? You got nothing to do.
I'm not even home.
What are you doing?
Whenever you come over, I'm never there.
What are you doing then?
Who the fuck knows?
Well, I'm banging on the door. Bang, 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 bang.
Then Tom's going to come out of the office and he's going to fucking throw you out.
Tom and I are cool, man. Tom and I are cool.
Tom has an office in your apartment?
Right across the hall.
Tom Brennan has an
office? No. My manager, Tom.
Oh.
So wait, but you said Tom Brennan was your manager.
Yeah, the guy that I had wrapped
around
my
finger. Wait, is Tom Brennan your publicist and Tom is your manager?
Tom Brennan is my publicist.
Do you only get managed by Toms?
You only have Toms in your life to tell you what
to do. You only use Tom's toothpaste.
You know what I just noticed, Mole, that's really kind of funny? Shut up. Perry starts screaming when we were talking about something close to him that got him in trouble. We're talking about his skateboards and where the money was. Then he changes it real quick and started yelling at you for giving away his forks.
But I did. I gave people forks.
It doesn't matter.
Chili.
But you see what he did?
Oh.
He used the voice to change and deflect things off him. You son of a bitch. From now on, every time you scream, I'm going to think you're trying to hide something. Oh, you just gave it. I don't know. We were just talking about the money that you made from the skateboards. How much did you sell those skateboards for?
Yes,
$20 a piece.
$20 a piece. So we should have made $10 a piece for each board.
But I don't have.
They gave you the money.
You know what? Why don't you give us your fanny pack?
Hold
this collateral. Let us keep your fanny pack as collateral.
Why would you? Oh, so I can pay bills on the money that we're supposed to give to you from the Windy Weekend. Is that what you're saying? Or are you saying that we are allowed to sell stuff on our own and make a profit off it?
On my own. Who's saying that?
I don't have no comments to make because I'm. You guys
double
are both
negative.
Throwing shit in my face. And
okay, because Perry.
Real.
Okay,
I don't know what to say.
Let's make it as simple as possible. We in an agreement with you.
Yeah.
All right.
When I make a profit to where everything is paid off.
Oh, is that the way it works?
I mean, that's the way you're doing it with the Windy Weekend.
No, I'm not.
Well, I'll tell you. Because
you sold out the Comedy Store.
Okay.
How many seats does the main room hold?
Okay, don't even think about
that. What is that? Almost 1,000, if not 2,000 people?
Yeah, 1,000 people in the main room.
Here's the thing. I don't want you to use
how much
my image. You don't have permission to use my image because I look terrible in that picture.
We are the big three.
Right.
Yeah, but I'm on that picture.
That's fine. All right. You know what, Mole? Anything that you have that Perry's face is on, we can sell on our own now.
That's what I was waiting for. A bunch of dudes.
Oh, that's what I was waiting
for. Perry, we've never done that to you.
Christ.
You were waiting for that, and that's the reason you did it to us?
No, it's not why I did it to you guys.
Well, you did do it to us.
You stole it, our image.
You stole our image without asking.
And I've been getting ripped off all my life.
How have you been? Who ripped you off ever, you fucking idiot?
Oh, Christ.
We never ripped you off. You can go with the guy that you bought a $500 rap song from. We can go to a guy that fucking told you to get involved in a lawsuit that you paid over $1,000, maybe over $2,000, to help be part of a lawsuit suing the United States government, the state of California, Barbara Streisand.
How about the money you're trying to steal from your brother, Brian LeBron?
Steal from Brian LeBron?
Yeah. Why are you stealing?
Excuse me.
He's your brother. Why are you stealing from him?
He's not my brother anymore.
He loves you.
He fucking robbed us, that motherfucker.
What about you, Robin?
He robbed us.
By the other way,
what about you stealing from William Randolph Hearst?
My mother had a fucking will. You flaming cocksucker! My mother had a will. My name and my oldest brother's name was in that fucking will, and she bought Brian a fucking house. So go fuck yourself.
Well, that's nice. She bought him
a
house. So why did she buy you a house?
You know what he's doing?
Because she loved Brian. Because he didn't yell at her or try to steal from her.
Fuck off!
And he's yelling again. You know what that means? He's deflecting. The minute we start talking about something, he deflects to something else. All right, Perry, you want to play unfair? I'm going to talk to your publicist. I'm going to see what he says, see what he does.
If you talk, you know what? You just, if,
all right, here's what we do. All money from the Windy Weekend is on hold. Nobody gets paid until we work this out.
Works for me.
What? Yeah, you just heard me what I said. I've got to talk to Tom now. I was going to give you a check today.
Hey, let me know when you talk to Tom, because I got some things I want to bounce off him. I got a couple ideas. Some stuff
I have that bills that have to get paid tomorrow. You're not getting any money today.
Let me ask you this. Love Boat reboot.
Perry, bring the mic back to you. You can take money from us.
Why are you saying these things to me?
Because Perry.
To fuck with me.
Who's fucking with you?
You are.
You stole money from us.
Well, how did
Perry, here's how you did it. We made
an agreement. Skateboard money, the holiest of all holy money.
We made an agreement. And that agreement was is that we would split the skateboards 50-50. I gave you a great deal. Perry, do I get any money for anything that I do in this project? No, I don't. You expect it to happen. Because
that I have so many bills. Right
I don't
now.
Give a fuck. How does that affect me at all? How is that my problem at all?
He's got more bills than Duck Dynasty, folks. Hey, come on.
That's funny just stuff.
I'm trying to do some duck jokes.
Okay, it's time right now where you, the listener at home, can get in touch with us. It's time for our $10 shout out.
$10 shout out.
Now, if you've never heard the show before, the $10 shout out is where you at home can get involved with the show by telling us something that you feel you
romantically
want.
Romantically involved.
Romantically involved, I guess. I don't think that's ever happened. But if you want to do that, you can send your thoughts and you can send them to the $10 shout out, care of Don Barris, 7510 Sunset Boulevard, number 153, Hollywood, California, 90046. Now, I've got a kind of a tough thing to do here because
push-ups?
No, there's a couple things where people sent something. This is a guy from the Boston Red Sox that sent something.
Nice.
You know, it's a nice T-shirt, J.P. Rivers, but you didn't send a $10 shout-out. So I can't read your shout-out. Because
you can read the T-shirt.
I can read the T-shirt. It says, Fear the Beards, Believe in Boston. And you know what's kind of cool about that? Of course, our very own Terrifying Tim Perpetic got a chance as the Boston, right, the Boston Red Sox dedicated the entire World Series to him by growing beards just like he had. And here's a shirt. So I thank you very much, J.P. Rivers. That was very nice of you to send that. But I can't read your shout-out because it wouldn't be fair to the other people. All right? Now, there's another person, and this makes me feel bad.
You know what I think you should do? I think you should put that J.P. Rivers shout-out on the side, and then if he decides to send that $10, then you could read it.
Look at this, Mo. This is a guy. Remember I told you about Kyle Paul McFadden? No. There's Kyle Paul. Take a picture right there.
Oh, yeah.
He's a great artist, and he's done some great drawings. Have you seen these, Mole?
He's an amazing artist.
He is an amazing artist, and he seems to really like Perry. There's Perry worshiping in front of a dog. There's the Big Three plus Mary Jane in a very nice one.
See the Big Three and the lovely Mary Jane. Thank you all for the laughter you have brought into my life. You're a fan, Kyle.
So just all this stuff that he sent.
Kyle
is such an artist, and I know that
Scaremaster Fighting Godzilla. I like that one.
I love that one. You know, he's done nothing except been good. But he, too, did not send $10, but we appreciate the artwork. Kyle, you are the coolest dude, man. I really appreciate that. Now, so I'll read this first $10 shout-out, and this is kind of a good one. Dear Big 3 Podcast, as promised, here are the North Fitz shirts for you and yours. You will find shirts in colors of your favorite NCAA and NFL teams inside. I'm really excited to get a celebrity endorsement for my new clothing line. Don, it's an honor to possibly being the first Ohio State fan that you like. Once again, thank you so very much for coming back with the podcast. Kevin Fitz. We've got some really nice shirts here, the North Fitz. Do you guys want? Here's a large.
Yeah, I want one.
I'll take a large.
Here's a large.
I want a large.
Which one do you want, Mole?
Let me see. What do you got?
We got a, what is this, burgundy.
Yeah, I'll take
there's a blue.
I'll go blue.
Here's a black with yellow writing, all large.
That's cool. Is that
here's
large?
Orange with black, yeah.
I like that one.
You want this one?
You got larger.
Oh, look at this. I think that this one, even though it's an extra large, I think it's yours, Mole, because it's Green Bay colors right there.
Oh, man. I can't wear extra large. I'll go to Scaremaster. He's really big.
Here.
I'm a large.
Okay, there you go. A couple of these. There you go. Well, thank you, Fitz. Nice. That was very nice. Fitz is okay in my book. I'll tell you,
you
the
know
guys.
What? He's an artist?
Choose. Yes, he is.
No, that's a different person.
And he's
that's
a
from
great
Kyle.
Artist.
No, that's Kyle that's a great artist.
He made the, drew those beautiful T-shirts.
No, well, no, that was Fitz that made the beautiful T-shirts. There, here you go, Mole.
Dear Big Three, I have to say I was touched when Perry said he was looking for a Javajo wife. The Scaremaster must get lonely living in his dark and greasy studio apartment at Boulevard.
Thank you.
Perry deserves to love someone. He deserves to be loved back.
I agree.
I'm talking about the kind of love where two consenting adults complete each other.
A man and a woman.
Not the kind of love where you bee-job a guy for a SAG voucher and the promise of a movie with Christine Applegate.
Whatever.
However, it dawned on me that Perry isn't dumb enough to marry a boring old Javajo broad. There must be something else that's motivating him. Then it hit me. The money from Perry's disability scam must be running out soon. And once that happens, he'll be homeless. I wonder if Perry did the last time he was homeless. He got his girlfriend pregnant so he could live in her home. Therefore, Perry isn't getting married because he believes in true love. He's getting married so he can pull a Javajo wedding scam. If he marries a Javajo lady,
God.
He can live in her home and make her cook spaghetti for him all day long. He will never have to worry about remembering birthdays or anniversaries because Javajos don't like holidays or having fun. Way to go, Scam Master. I'm proud of you. Sincerely, Ali Mosin, Queens, New York. Not the Queens that Perry is into.
Is that what they say, that Javajos don't like having fun?
Jehovah's Witnesses have lots of fun.
What kind of fun would a Javajo have?
Feared
like a typical Javajo party.
Oh, God.
All right, here's another one. Dear Big Three, congratulations on the 10-year anniversary of Windy City Heat being released. The greatest movie of all time.
Yes!
Thank you.
Thank you. The only thing I would change about it is next time please use Carson Daly or Terrifying Tim Probedi.
Both good.
They are much better actors than that Fairy Caravelle. There's no you in your name, right?
Not at all.
I have a question for Fairy Perry. All right. Do you want
Perry Caravello?
Okay, it's one question. Do you want to? It's a multiple choice. Do you want me to ask it?
Go ahead.
What's the biggest mistake you made in your show business career? All right. I've got five choices.
Okay.
Hold on. A, knocking over the table. B, suing Johnny Knoxville.
Ooh.
C, suing Jimmy Kimmel. D, raping Randy Callahan. E, making love to Sheba, a post-op transsexual, which she wasn't. She was a beautiful girl. Also, did Randy Callahan have a tight butthole? Sincerely, Patrick Bateman, Hondo, Texas. Oh, I remember Hondo. One of our favorite towns.
What was the question again?
Which one of those was your biggest mistake in your show business career?
Let me guess.
What?
Okay, so he sued... Johnny Knoxville.
By the way, can I say one thing? Did you see that?
Johnny Knoxville was supposed to do Windy City Heat 2, but instead ended up having to go off and do Bad Grandpa.
Which was hysterical. Did you see that movie?
So far, Bad Grandpa, number one movie in America 2 weeks in a row.
Is it really?
And it's brought in how much
million?
Money?
Did you see that movie?
First week.
Yeah.
Did you see it? Did you like it?
Yeah, I loved it.
I thought it was hysterical.
It's a lot to think about. And when you think about it, Scaremaster, you know what? A lot of people say that WCH2 with him would have doubled that.
Ugh.
That's what I'm thinking too.
Well,
so you sued him, and that was
his name was withdrawn from the suit. Though.
Too little, too late, though.
Yeah.
Right?
Look at everybody that was sued back.
Okay,
then.
But Perry, when are you going to admit that you made a mistake?
I made a big mistake.
Okay, but you keep acting like you keep defending it. You're the dumbest fuck alive.
Yeah, but it was for all of us too that you.
Yeah, you fucked everybody up. It's almost like when you ripped us off for this
skateboard. That was years ago.
Was that before
or after
those
ago?
Why can't we move on and move forward?
Because you ruined something.
That problem wasn't as long ago as the money you borrowed from Don for rent and didn't pay back.
Good point.
Dear Big Two and Jabba Homo. Dan Mole and Dan, please help Big Three fans understand.
Wait a minute. What did he say at the beginning? Big Three and who?
Big Two and Jabba Homo. Mole and Dan, please help us Big Three fans understand why you guys put this dumb A-word, deadbeat father, wife-beating Italian on the show. The only thing he brings to the show is his weekly proclamation of not feeling well, the romantic rally Randy C. story, and the tale of Lisa licking his A-word. What else does he do? His fake disability scheme always allows him more free time than most men can ever dream of having. He just sits in his asshole apartment on Vasita Boulevard, eating pasta, looking at shirtless Justin Bieber photos, and planning which family member, innocent tax-paying citizen, will sue next. This guy has skateboarder, actor, comedian tattooed on his body, despite the fact that he never does any of those things, thus making a liar out of that poor tattoo artist. He would have scamming gypsy, unbaptized, wannabe Javajo, deadbeat dad, fruity pie, man rapist tattooed on his arm if he was honest, as he claimed to be. I'm sure Perry would agree if he checked his Bible, his calculator, and his forehead. Why don't you guys just take him to the roof of the secret studio in West Hollywood and throw him off? His daughter, ex-wife Dolly, brothers, neighbors, aunt, and cousin Sammy would be eternally grateful. They're sick of Perry ruining their lives. One day, my girlfriend Tamiko waved at him and said hello while he was eating bugs off a tree. And
what?
He didn't even stop chewing on beetles or worms long enough to say hello to her. He just kept eating bugs and screaming at birds.
Bullshit.
He's just a bad guy all around. Sincerely, Beefcake James, Sammy's pal. Thanks, Beefcake.
What a lying crack of shit.
Wow.
Really? I guess he's lying about being Sammy's pal, too. Come on, man.
You've never eaten bugs off a tree?
I've seen you do that before.
Yeah, sure you have.
You've never eaten bugs before.
No way, you sick pig.
Scaremaster, you're pig. Italian. You're Italian, right? Let me ask you a question. Are you Italian?
Yes.
Do you like
Italian.
Pasta?
Yes.
Do you like pizza?
Spaghetti. Yes, I like.
Do you like manigot?
Manigot, you mean?
Sure.
Whoa.
Oh, thank you. Do you like squingili?
No, I don't know what that is.
Do you like schwoyadel?
Schwividel. Wait, how's it said again? Fuck.
Say it.
While you're thinking of that, I'm going
to
read
this.
I
want to hear the right way to say it.
Schwededel or Schwividel,
yeah.
Something like
there
that.
There you go.
You like that?
I do.
What's your best favorite part about it?
I don't know. It's
you with the cheese?
Something that my cousins used
mushroom
to
mushroom sauce?
I don't eat cheese anymore.
I don't drink brass monkey.
He makes a legitimate point, Perry, and you sit there dumbfounded. Let me read on. Hi, Perry. This is Marlon Brando. I'm writing from beyond the grave to give you an update. Yes, Perry, I was gay during my time on Earth.
Ah.
Aha, we've said that many times. And you may not admit it to others, but Perry and I have been hooking up and banging each other in Perry's dreams.
What a crock of shit.
Have you ever had a dream about Marlon Brando? Yes or no?
Not a gay faggot.
Have you
dream,
ever
no.
Like he has wrestling. How about just wrestling with your shirts off?
Maybe you were leading him on in your dream and you didn't
never
know.
Never in a zillion years would I ever dream of any having any homosexual affair with anybody.
Let me read on here. When I'm not penetrating Perry in his dreams, I'm banging shit out of Perry's father, Cookie Caramello, here in heaven. Wow.
He likes your dad.
Shut it now.
Do you want me to not take the money for this one?
Oh, God.
I'm just saying, he likes your dad. Oh, my God.
Jesus says we're the hottest man-on-man couple here in the afterlife. Jesus has admitted to hiding behind clouds and jacking off to us many times.
What the heck? Wait a second. Jesus pleasured himself watching Marlon Brando and Cookie Caramello?
Yes.
What a wild scene that's going to be.
Sweet dreams, Marlon Brando. P.S. There are many dogs you can have sex with in your Javajo heaven.
How would Marlon Brando write you a letter when he's dead?
Okay.
Very carefully.
It said right at the beginning, and I don't know whether to believe it or not,
it's bullshit.
All right, it may be, but I'm saying it. He opened up by saying he's writing a letter from the hereafter. Mole, can you take this one, please?
I'm so freaked out that Marlon Brando's ghost just wrote to us.
Well, I look forward to seeing Lisa Brando move back.
Lisa really? Brando?
Yeah.
You living with her now?
I'm not living with her, but I do talk to her almost every
How
day.
How do you talk to her?
On Facebook.
Did you try to get in touch with Justin Bieber's mother again?
Patty, yeah. She wrote me.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't even know what to say anymore to you. I really don't.
She wrote me, man.
Did Marlon Brando ever say to you, may your first sexual experience be a manly sexual experience?
Did he?
I never met Marlon Brando.
How do you know?
How do I know? Because I'm alive and I'm a human and I never met face-to-face Marlon Brando.
Next $10 shout-out. Dear Perry, please listen to everything I have to say in this letter. The safety of your family may be at stake.
Uh-oh.
Go on.
Are you ready? I have been doing a tremendous amount of research involving your family history of rape, and a disturbing pattern has emerged. One, it is well known that Grandpa Caramelli was the tailor of Al Capone and his ruthless gang of mobsters.
Grandpa that, who?
That was kept
Caravelli.
Secret until
Wrong.
Now.
Wrong! My grandfather is Caravello was never a tailor.
What?
Grandpa Giuliano was the tailor.
Listen.
You fucking buffoon.
What was
right there, you're wrong. So right there,
he's
the fucking letter's
about
bull
you.
Shit.
He's talking about your grandfather.
Right, not Caravello, Grandpa
Giuliano. He
knows Giuliano.
That, Scaremaster. The letter is written to you. God. But what was kept secret until now is that Pappy was passed around between gang members like a low-rent prostitute. In fact, Capone's inner circle simply referred to him as Holes.
Oh, my God.
My grandfather.
Holes Giuliano. Really?
My grandfather was a man with a wife. My grandmother.
A beard.
Number two, Cookie Caramello, father of Perry, was pounded in the poopers so much during his time in the military that he qualified for the Wounded Warriors Project. Rape allegations surfaced. The Don't Ask, Don't Tell policy prevented the truth from coming out. Three, Mama Caravella certainly entertained her shares of unwanted male suitors, including being forced to pay for auto repairs with sexual favors. The sad fact is that Perry's sweet mother was C-worded so many times she earned the nickname Cannoli Caramelli.
This you know what, motherfucker?
And of course,
I don't even know who'd write
C-word,
this shit.
The Randy C. 69 fiasco. Naysayers claim that the 92 incident was part of Perry's grand rape disability scheme. However, we must believe that when Perry says RC forced him to get hard and perform non-consensual scissoring, it was only by channeling the Kyle Dickey alter ego that Perry was able to climax inside the man's B-word. I'm a genetics researcher. My experience leads me to believe that Perry Caramelli's family carries the rape gene. The gland is located in the anus, emitted through the pheromones, and the stain is magnified through greasy, fat-soluble substances. Perry, you need to pass this information along to your daughter to prevent her from being another victim. She must endure a brief medical procedure, a.k.a. anal gland expression, to rid herself of the faulty gypsy genes. To complete the treatment, she must completely shun the Caramelli name and cut off all ties to you and your family. I know the last part will be incredibly difficult because you did such a great job raising your daughter. Good luck and dog speed.
You know what's
Dr.
sad about this
Craig
whole thing?
Craig A. Hughes for Reseda Research Institute. Wow.
Let me get on with this next letter. This guy didn't even say dear Big Three. He just said Big Three.
Maybe he's mad.
Well, we'll find out. Beefcake James. Did he write another letter earlier? Who was that?
Yeah, he did.
Okay, Big Three. I'm currently working on a research paper for my Italian-American studies class at DeVry University. I have a few questions for the Italian star of the Big Three, Perry F. Caramello. Perry,
Caravello.
Please. I didn't write this. He did. Perry, please answer the following. Number one, why do you feel the need to use getting in trouble as an excuse for getting a blowjob from a man?
Oh, my God. Would you guys, everybody out there, that was 20, almost 22 fucking years ago.
Yeah, he needs a new dude,
it's
everybody.
Over.
He's desperate.
Fuck you, you
He's
flaming
desperate.
Faggot. Which means I'll
Someone help him out
I'll
already.
Never be with another dude.
When so you have an attitude like that, it's not going to happen.
I prefer women. Man was created for women. Okay? God created man. God created women. Man, women are together.
I believe in looking at the glass half full instead of half empty. And what this guy is actually saying here, he said, is an excuse for getting a blowjob from a man. Everyone else tries to say that you blew the guy. At least
it's
this guy
bullshit.
Was right. At least this guy isn't accusing you of a
blowjob.
You were
just working a man. You were just working RC to get a little action.
I wasn't working him to get a little action,
well, you
motherfucker.
Made it happen.
Okay, let me go
I
on.
I made nothing happen. I got in trouble, you fuck.
Licked your lips. You did
All right,
your
let
thing.
Me let me do read the
sashayed around the
Let
studio.
Me read on.
God.
Next question,
oh my
Perry.
Fucking God.
Perry, listen. This is your next question. Were you a Navajo witness during the time that you had Randy's hard dick
I've
in your
been
hand?
I've been associated.
Do you, wait a minute. Let me finish. Do you realize that coming in a man's biblically gay?
No, it's not.
Not the way he does it.
All right. So number three, how does your daughter feel about you giving enthusiastic hand jobs to get out of trouble?
Oh, God. Finish reading it. I got to hear what this motherfucker
okay,
got to
he
say.
Asked you a question.
Just a simple question.
Did your daughter ever mention anything?
I don't know if she even knows about this, but she probably does now, since she most likely must listen to this shit and think how disgusting it is to know that her dad was involved with some bullshit like this.
Let me ask you a question to analyze what you
just said.
Maybe she stopped
bragging about it, so she was...
I'm not bragging about it! You motherfuckers keep reading these goddamn faggot fucking letters, and you're goddamn that's right! I use the F word! I'm fucking furious! What? Stop reading these fucking faggot letters! You're all a bunch of homos, and I'm getting sick and fucking tired of it! And if I don't get paid tonight, you're going to die!
You threatening me? Because you're not getting paid tonight. Dan, I would have loaned you money.
He's our good
guy.
But now
I'm not even loaning
Dan
you money.
Die.
I'm not even loaning you money now. Don't ever threaten me, you little greasy piece of shit.
No,
now,
maybe he means
I will
health-wise.
Ask you. No, he didn't mean that health-wise. And I don't say anything. And you said that now your daughter might know. Let me ask you this. Do you think she's never listened to the show until this episode? Or do you think that she has listened to everyone since the very beginning?
I have no idea.
Okay, so let's move on. All right, number four.
I just don't want to have a heart attack.
Why are you getting so worked up, dude?
Yeah. All we did was ask if your daughter felt about how she feels about your enthusiastic hand jobs to get out of trouble. All right, number four. Were you sweating while you were jerking off Randy?
I don't remember.
Okay. Number five. How did your mother earn and save so much money despite her handicaps of being Italian and... Wait, let me read that again.
Oh, God.
How did your mother earn and save so much money despite her handicaps of being both a Javajo and an Italian?
My mother was not handicapped.
Well, they're claiming that being Italian and being a Javajo is a handicap.
It's not a handicap.
Okay, that's all you need to say. See, this is enlightening people. The guy that wrote this did not know that, but now he does. So you just did something. Well, you look at it negatively. You just enlightened someone. You just taught somebody something. Number six, how do you spend your day since you don't have to work like us real Americans due to your lucrative phony disability scam?
It's not phony.
Okay, well, that's not what they're
asking. I've lost every job that I had back in the 80s, 90s, and...
Do you think it's because of your temper?
I know it's because of what has happened.
Because of your temper?
Yeah, the temper is because of what happened.
But what they didn't ask about the disability scam. We know
it's not
about
a
that.
Scam.
What they're wondering about is how do you spend your day since you don't have to work like decent Americans, it's saying.
I try to figure a way of making a living. I try to sell skateboard decks online.
The ones that you've ripped out. So
no, in my company, Scary Perry Skateboards.
You didn't sell
but
skateboards.
These two decks.
What about all the ones you sold at the Windy Weekend?
Oh, God. And that paid bills?
Okay, but Perry, you made a deal with us. I don't understand how you can honestly sit there and say, oh, the paid bills. All right. Hey, my rent is due today. You know what? I'll take the money everyone earned from the Windy Weekend. Do you mind, Mole? No, I don't need to ask you.
Whatever he's got to do, he's got to do.
Okay, let me continue on. All right, number seven. How did your parents and cousins react when you told them that you got to... all gay with Randy Callahan to avoid getting in trouble? Did they laugh?
They were disgusted.
Okay.
I was suicidal. Did you not forget?
When were you suicidal?
When that happened.
When what happened?
Oh, God.
Wait, so you're going to blow your brains out, too? You get it?
Stop his bullshit.
Okay. You know what? In all fairness, Mo, he didn't like it. He brags about it, but he didn't like
it. I didn't brag about nothing.
He says it was the best man love he ever had.
I'm not interested in men, you fucking homo.
I get it. You said you never came harder. You did say that. All right, let me just finish this letter just so we can move on. How did you, a mentally retarded and sexually... Let me just read this. How did you, a mentally retarded and sexually confused Javajo, trick Dolly into marrying you? I think that you've expressed that before. Do you mind if I answer?
Go ahead.
You were having problems with a place to live, and you thought that the best thing to do is to get her pregnant, then she would support you because she had a job.
That's part of it, but not all of it.
Well, just explain it. I'm not trying to be a dick. These are questions that this
guy had. I was thrown out of my mom and my aunts because my uncle just passed away. My aunt was very angry at everything in life.
But mostly you?
Would you shut the fuck up and let me talk?
Yeah, but she didn't throw life out. She threw you out.
Well, yeah, because I was out all the time with my girlfriend, Lori, and...
Lana?
And I then never hung out with Alana.
How do you know?
Lori Heller was her name.
Lori Heller?
Yes. My old close girlfriend.
Oh, by the way, real quick,
for Lucky's Market.
Before you go into the next letter, did you know or did you see that Terrifying Tempur-Pedic was knighted by the Queen of England? Did you see that?
What?
Becoming the first American to be knighted by the Queen of England. That's
wow.
Spectacular.
About time. Please have Dan read. There are some things in here that would make Mole too uncomfortable to read. There you go.
All right. Then I'll read this one. Dear Perry, my name is Eugene Hammond. I'm 89 years old, and I like to think I am the biggest Big Three fan outside of Marty Balsam. Recently, my health has been rapidly deteriorating. While I've lived a full, happy life, there is one thing in my bucket list that I haven't been able to cross off. I live in the Northridge Care Center right by your apartment. I think he's talking to you, Perry.
Okay.
On days off, when I'm able to visit the Reseda Denny's and I sometimes see you, Mr. Local Celebrity, many times I've tried to tell you how much I admire you, but you brush me off like I'm not even a person. You've hurt my feelings many times, so I'm writing you now. The last thing on my bucket list has been to have an experience with another man. In all my 89 years on this earth, I've made love to many beautiful women, but have wanted to make love to a man most of my life. Given your loud and proud homosexuality lifestyle, close proximity to where I
There's
live, and your past experience,
it.
Like the time you raped and blackmailed that casting director.
Yep. Oh, God.
I thought you could do an honor of having a man-on-man gay ass-humping sex before
he likes you.
And I don't mean... Yeah, this would infuriate. This would make you feel sad, wouldn't it, Mole?
Yeah, totally. The guy's just reaching out to Scaremaster for a little loving.
Well, he goes on to say he doesn't mind being affected by your AIDS since he's so close to death himself. Please, Perry, hear me out. Just picture this in your head. Me and you naked. You caressing my pocket rocket, using your greasy Italian palm sweat as a lube. Me rubbing cocoa butter all over your bare, glistening chest. You're fondling my old, saggy, hairy giblet pouch as you tongue-stab my dirt star, licking up and savoring each drop of my butt slime juice.
What?
And he's just, I think he's kind of describing the
sex.
It's
disgusting.
Look. In well, a way, I can see it, but he
it's
paid
disgusting.
But he paid $10.
It's a guy.
Then I'll have to marinate my meat popsicle inside your asshole, turning my Dino cock into
God.
A spicy Italian sausage.
Yeah,
then
thanks.
I'll dye your hair, eyebrows, and eyelashes while you get my man milk, courtesy of my Javajo, what the fuck, bazooka.
Yeah.
I believe you to be your charitable and civic duty to be a celebrity and grant me this final... of an 89-year-old man. Please hurry with your decision, as I might not be around much longer. With hungry man love, Cletus Barnaby.
Never in a zillion years.
Well, he doesn't have that
he
long.
Does like you,
give a fuck.
You think that's fair?
Oh, God.
Oh, God, what?
I would, you know me. You know I'm not gay.
I know you're not gay.
You know
gay.
I'm not a homo. You know I would never go that route.
I know
but
that.
But you love these
oh,
fucking...
Oh, Perry, I don't love them. They're sending $10.
This says to be read by our Lord and Savior Perry. I've enclosed two extra dollars due to the length of the letter. I'm sorry. This letter's way too long to have Scary read. But I think you can pick one third for Perry to read. That one?
Why don't you pick... Read a
why
little.
Don't
why don't
the
you read the
then?
Opening? Why don't you read the opening?
It's just way too long.
Okay.
It would be like what, 20
can you paraphrase?
Perry to read this. Dear Mr. Caramelli, da 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 da. I'm saying I respect da da da. Stand for da. We also pray Javajos, da da da. LA Target, although I disapprove the male gender, just adopt the name Javajo, da da da. We are entitled 55% of all donations from the followers. Javajos, Javajo, da 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 da. 7522 Receive Boulevard, da da da. All new members who need to be baptized in their first center, blah blah blah. Walking Paris office, allowing them to blow. Scaremaster must blow the dudes and swallow their semen like a milkshake. Then they jerk.
I'm not a gay man.
Da, 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 da. See, this is what happens when you write a letter. That many words. And that a second sacrament would be a spin on confession called denial.
Keep going with that, Mole. By the way, don't forget our Fund Anything account. You'll get this kind of entertainment and reality show. That's what we're trying to do.
Disciples. Perry will proceed to lick the person's A-word, clean with delight. Finally, Perry will offer the chalice containing semen, blah, blah, blah. Man will take semen in his mouth. That this process will be repeated. Each member semen or spit in a cup by Perry, making a massive C-word, S-word smoothie, and then they drink it, da-da-da, C-word. I hope you accept the higher calling, Pope Perry. Hey, Perry, and the name of Cookie, the Perry, and the holy R-word. Oh, amen. Reverend Burgos! I tell you what, brevity. Brevity, baby.
Oh, boy. Here's another long one. We said that these should be very short.
Oh, let me do that one, too. No. Come on. There's no way these take 20 minutes.
This is from a United States senator from Massachusetts.
Yeah, I'm sorry, I didn't realize
that. He recently began listening to the Big Three podcast. I figured the best way to contact you would be through the $10 shout-out rather than my official capacity. I've been enjoying the show, but I recently was shocked and disgusted when I heard a letter being read offering you a job servicing dogs. He just shushed you to hear a letter.
Read,
oh, this
please.
Is the one servicing dogs. Yeah.
Read, please.
This is the great one.
He saw the one where you were servicing dogs, and he was disgusted by that.
I would never do anything.
But there was a whole podcast.
Weren't you
going to
work for them?
You're going to work
there.
Remember how much
not.
Money you were supposed to make?
$10 a dog, I think.
But then it was up to, he was making over, $300,000 a year, you figured.
No, we figured over $100,000 if he did 10 dogs a day and a five-day week.
Yeah, but Scaremaster, he'd triple that.
Oh, that's right.
It's disgusting.
The fact that you are living off a taxpayer-sponsored disability and turned down such a lucrative job is shocking, to say the least. That's right. You did turn that down. I understand from listening to the podcast your disability claims are suspect and you've often heard of your fake disability scam.
Fake my ass.
That's what he's saying. Please don't yell at me.
I'm a man.
Involving a
stage
crash.
Staged crash?
And a stunt woman.
Yeah. Yeah, an 86-year-old bitch that got on the wrong side of the freeway. Yeah.
like Johnny Knoxville played an old man in that movie.
God, that movie. Yeah,
it's a movie.
Did you see Bad Grandpa yet?
No, I haven't.
It is a great movie.
Where'd you see it?
Over at the Arclight. It was really much funnier than I thought. What's that? You're rubbing your money?
You paid some money for that.
Oh, I don't. I brought lovely Mary Jane. And nothing's too good for Mary Jane.
Yeah.
And you know what? Mary Jane, you liked that movie too, didn't you?
It had heart.
It had heart. Very good.
And one thing about Mary Jane, when she is laughing, she punches and bites and things like that.
Yeah, it was so funny.
It really was good. And I was glad that I brought, because you know what? There is nothing better for me to see Mary Jane go to that level where she's having such fun.
It was good. There's no way you could have been that good, Perry. No fucking way. That kid's brilliant.
Yeah.
Well, sorry.
Whatever.
Sorry.
Scaremaster's got an inner child that likes to punch people in the nads, though. You know, the thing is, Jackson hits you in the nuts, but Scaremaster caresses them. Slowly caresses them. That's what you got to stop doing.
Where the fuck do you get off with these
you get off.
Okay,
these
it
imaginary.
Is an imaginary. Jackson, the guy that was in the movie, would punch Johnny Knoxville in the nuts all the time.
Well, I'm not caressing nobody's ball.
That's why he
nuts.
Says it's different.
Well, I'm not going to do
Let me finish this letter. I've often heard of your fake disability scam involving a stage crash and a stunt woman.
You're
I was
right.
so outraged that I have vowed to use all my powers under the United States Constitution to get to the bottom of this and will prosecute you to the fullest extent.
Go right ahead.
All right.
Why don't you go in the fucking Loma Linda University records and find out?
Let's go right now.
Let's go right now.
Well, let's dress up like doctors and break into the records department.
I believed you for the longest time, but in one of our shows, and I think our fans will prove that they remember hearing this, you said
you probably flipped out and went off.
No, what you said is that you have the records of that, you would bring the paperwork. That was over a month ago, and you still haven't done it. Let me read on. Once I calmed down and decided there are three options to resolve this whole issue, you never did. Number one, get yourself off disability. The fastest and easiest way to take the job servicing dogs would be your best bet. I know that you received an enormous amount in disability. I believe this job will pay you enough to get by. We figured over $300,000 a year.
Come on,
Scott. Plus, since you are a Navajo, you can claim that these are religious acts and hence tax-free. If you service 10 dogs a day, you can come close to your original disability amounts. Oh, that's a lot more.
Excuse me. These are the records.
You have the pay.
Give me those. Give me those things.
Let me read this. Look at that.
These are Ralph's receipts.
Not the Ralph's receipts.
But why would you give us Ralph? What did he buy at Ralph's?
Let's find out.
Oh, God.
Looks like Scaremaster was buying some Bush beans.
What?
A couple cans of Bush beans.
Like somebody with a disability?
No.
$1.99
The big fucking ain't half by 11 sheets of paper.
What are you doing buying Bush beans like your Diamond Jim over here?
You really?
Read the big ain't half 11 sheets of paper.
Kroger tomatoes, 44 cents.
Tomatoes? You can afford tomatoes? Fresh tomatoes?
Oh, here we go. What's it? What are these peppers you're buying, dude? What's with all the ground buffalo meat?
Whoa!
What are you making with the ground buffalo meat, the peppers, and the bush beans? You're making chili, aren't you?
That was some time ago.
Yeah.
Well, now read the.
Let me finish reading this letter. All right, your second option, according to this guy, who was a United States Senator from Massachusetts, stay on disability. But make everything public. If the taxpayers have to pay for your extravagant lifestyle, then they should know where the money goes.
What?
I will appoint Don Barris. Oh, I have another job.
Oh, my God.
To oversee this process. Is this going to make people sad?
Yeah, it's the medical records.
All right. Let me continue on with this. You continue reading that, and then we'll get to that after this. I will appoint Don Barris to oversee this process. If you would give him your bank statements, bills, and receipts on a monthly basis, then Mr. Barris can pass them on to the internet for all interested parties.
This
doesn't. All they're asking.
Yeah, they want to do is know my personal information.
Okay, what
my
they're saying is
personal
this.
Personal information.
All right, but you know what? On one side, try to understand what he's saying. You are scamming the government, which I don't know for sure if you are or aren't. But let's say that you are. The way to get people off your back is to explain what you're doing. And this would be the best way, that you're out there explaining everything you buy. Let me finish reading, okay?
Like it's their fucking business.
Okay, but it is their business if they're paying your way. Do you work? No. The government is paying you, and the government is paid by the taxpayers. So they are paying for you to live.
Don't they pay everybody else's taxes, too? I mean... Pay for everybody else's disability that's disabled?
Right. But you,
well, then why don't they bitch them out, too?
Because you're the big celebrity that's living off a disability
That's living
scam.
Off of nothing.
Let me just finish this.
I make no fucking money.
You make more than a lot of people. You make more than Mary Jane.
It is double what poverty is in Los Angeles. Poverty is $1,000 a month.
Yeah, and you make more than that.
Whatever.
Over double. Finally, we will see how much the taxpayers are paying for your dinners at the Bow. That's interesting.
That's once a month, maybe.
Okay, all right.
Maybe.
And for your apartment, which I understand from the Villa La Paloma website includes a clubhouse, fitness center, pool, and a spa hot tub. Is there such thing there?
Yeah, there's a...
Wow.
The rec room was turned into a little gym.
All right. The third thing that they offered from this state senator from the state of Massachusetts, I will bring you to the Senate and conduct hearings into your personal disability fraud. You will be under oath, and you will have numerous court appearances. Lying under oath is a crime. You will be compelled to answer all my questions, and your answers will be public record. Not only will we figure if you are truly disabled, but I'm sure the public will want to know, why did you let Nathaniel die? What really happened up at Big Bear? Did Cookie Caramello disown you with his dying words?
Cookie is not my father's name.
What really happened in 19... Let me finish. What really happened in 1992? Did you blow the guy or the other way around? And I'll answer this. Perry did not blow anybody. Would you stop it, people? It's not funny. It's not funny. Stop saying that. Perry did something because he got in trouble. For God's sakes, man, let it go. It happened over 21 years ago.
Thank you.
Now, again, what really happened in 1992? Did you blow the guy or the other way around? These are your options, Mr. Caradello, which is pronounced wrong, and I don't think there's a C there. It's a K. Please consider them wisely. Charles Sumner. Okay, now, Mole, you were investigating these papers.
Scaremaster, about these papers. I circled and underlined some things. Scaremaster, would you read just the word circled, okay?
Okay. Yes, he will.
Go ahead. Hand it back.
Just read those words circled.
Just read the circled words. There you go.
Open mouth. That's for the Adon twins.
No, just the circle words.
That's it. Open mouth.
Again. Her main
open
time.
Mouth. Open mouth. Open mouth.
Now, Dan, will you read those underlined words?
Pornography. I can't. Masturbation. Sexual partners. Wow.
What?
Wow.
Scare master to read. Will you confirm that scare master?
Let me see this.
Just the underlined things.
Just the underlined things. And read that.
This guy has a song.
Oh, this is... These are things that
Dear Big Three, I know there's been a lot of buzz in the rap world with the release of the new hit track Perry Knocked Over the Table from the one and only Rock Rock Ali. I thought as a gesture of goodwill towards everyone's favorite Jabberhoed rocker, I would finish the rap that Salvador never did nice. So in close to the two new verses for Perry to rap out, I have done this for free to help the Scaremaster out. Scaremaster. Dude, free. You paid $5,000.
This guy's writing in this
three words. So please use this shout-out money to go to Perry only if he raps it correctly. I'll let Dan and Wolfie be the judges. Nice. Enclose are two copies. One for
Yeah,
Perry,
I'm on the show again.
To keep track. Mad love to all the non-facial friends in the Big Three fan club. DJ Bedpan, the one and twos. Here we go.
Don. My name is Scary Perry Caravello. I'm from Chi-Town, so I know I'm a nice fellow.
Yeah.
My middle initial is F. My rhymes are deaf. They're blaring loud like whisper from a football ref. I love the Bears, the hard black Hawks. You know I'm also into Cubs. I'm proud to hang where they all hung, West Hollywood clubs. People call me the master of scare, the king of fright night comedy, with no underwear. I'm a full blood Italian. I'm a full blood Italian. Oh,
scare master.
My great grandfather was not my great grandfather. My grandfather was Frank Giuliano. He was, he made suits for Al Capone and his mouth was a place where he'd burn his bone, whatever. Not like how a dog would burn his bone. That's a sacred ritual that I'm leaving alone.
Do that one again. Do that one again. It's bury his bone. Try that again. Sorry. He made suits with Al Capone. Try like that.
Okay. He made suits with Al Capone, and his mouth was a place where he'd burn his bone. Not like how a dog would burn his bone.
Bury his bone. Who burns a bone?
Oh, excuse me.
I mean, I'll burn a bone, but bury a bone.
Why the fuck am I being...
Okay.
Try it again.
Excuse me.
He made suits.
Hold on, good.
Because someone's going to want to cut this into a video. So go ahead.
He made suits for Al Capone. And his mouth was a place where he'd bury his bone. Not like how a dog would bury his bone. That's a sacred ritual that I'm leaving alone. All the hatreds say that Cookie was gay, happy gay. Not true.
Try it again, Scare Master.
Excuse me.
All the haters...
Say that Cookie.
Go again.
All the haters say that Cookie was gay. Not true. It's the way these lines are fucked up. All the haters say that Cookie was gay. Not true. It skips a generation in a minor way.
It says major. Literally says major.
That would be the absolute opposite.
I'm going to write. I'm going to read that. All the haters say that Cookie was gay. Not true. It skips a generation in a major way.
You want to go back to the beginning and try this?
Me?
No, Dan.
Okay, no.
Go from the very beginning. We'll cut all this out. Okay, go from the beginning and do this right. Okay?
I think you leave everything, including this.
Boy, there needs to be a lot of lines in here because this is all fucked up. My name is Scary Perry Caravello. I hail from Chi-Town, so you know I'm a good fellow. Scary Perry Caravello. With a middle initial named F, my rhymes are deaf. They blare loud like whispers from my football ref. I love the Bears, the hot Blackhawks too. You know I'm also into Cubs. You know I'm also into the Cubs. I'm proud to hang where they all hung in West Hollywood clubs. People call me the Master of Scare, the King of Fright Night Comedy, with no underwear. I'm a full-blood Italian. I'm a full-blood Italian. My grandfather was Frank Giuliano. He made suits for Al Capone, and his mouth was a place where he'd burn his bone.
Maybe bury his bone. He made suits for Al Capone.
Okay, excuse me.
He made
suits for Al Capone, and his mouth was a place where he'd bury a bone. Right?
I don't know. You're singing. It's your song.
Whatever.
Not like how a dog would bury his bone.
That's a sacred ritual that I'm leaving alone. All the haters say that Cookie was gay. Not true. It skips a generation in a minor way.
Again, it says major, but...
Major way, excuse me.
How can
I don't
you
know why
the...
I keep saying minor.
Neither do the two of us.
You like underage kids.
Fuck you, yo.
Is that true?
Oh, try verse two.
I never blew a dude. To that I'll admit. But a dude blew me, and it was the shit. Oh, God, that's disgusting. I won't mention his name, but Randy Sipple lips and tongue causes my dick emotional pain. Although it made me cum, I wasn't the same. I love lots of women, but almost just as friends. I used to have a wife, but it came to an end. In Windy City, I unleashed the fury. And like my man Robin Thicke, my hair lines are blurry. What's this? Sheila dyes my hair, and she's the best. I wish... No, I'm done. I'm done.
Why? What is it?
Dimitri Moreland can go fuck himself. That pile of shit wrote this. I wish Dimitri Moreland would take a dump on my chest.
Okay, keep
fuck
going.
You, you flaming fag.
My name is Scary Perry.
My name is Scary Perry Caravello. ask me to no worship. This is another reason why this thing is all
get
fucked
through
up.
It. We're almost done, dude. Bring it home, man.
I will say hell no. Scary. I live at 102. La Paloma.
Come by.
Come by to touch. No, you don't come by to touch my CDs. You don't come by. You don't even come into my apartment. You're not invited over.
Finish it.
I'll show you how I fucking had a coma. I'll show you the fucking scars on my head and in my neck. I was in a car crash, allegedly my ass. It's all true.
You're not really
saying
it anymore.
I might have staged that shit. It's not hard to believe. What do you mean it's not hard to believe?
I'm scared, man.
Don is my partner and Mole's my best friend in a dent. Oh, fuck you. I'm not. No. I'm going to read it the way it's written and then I'm going to.
Wait a minute. Hold on.
Paraphrase.
So you'll go through all the things about blowjobs and you'll read all that about Randy Callahan, Dimitri Moreland.
It's almost done. Almost done.
But if
Don is my partner and Mole's my best friend. In Denny's men's room, come see me.
Just finish.
Come see me pull my putt. My name is Scary Perry. This is such bullshit.
You don't know it's bullshit.
I do know it's bullshit.
Well, listen.
Because I know me and I know what I do and do not do.
With the right backbeat, the right producers, you got a hit on your hands, my friend.
I think you got a good hit.
I think I got to apologize to that priest for having his letter to be too long.
A priest?
Well, the reverend.
Okay. Dear Big Three, my name is Roberto Seeger, and I am a CEO of Night Moves Beauty Pageant Productions. I want to let you know that the entire beauty pageant industry loves the Big Three, judges and contestants alike, that cannot get enough of your antics. We would love it if the Scaremaster would come and judge an all-nude contest for us.
Women only.
Okay, let me read on. I have a feeling that that might not be the way this thing goes. We would pay the Scaremaster several thousand dollars to spend a Hollywood night staring at gorgeous new bodies of the hottest talent in the industry. We're even thinking of making the whole event Big Three themed. How does the name Mr. Nude Big Three sound? Since Perry was recently able to turn the page and admit that he was gay, and I'm sure he can't wait to pick a chiseled body of the man most like a rock. Besides Mr. New Big Three, several other awards will be given out. The Barris for the man with the most impressive unit, that would fit. The Callahan for the man who the Scaremaster wants to suck off the most. And of course,
no
the Caramel.
No fucking way.
They could change the name. They could change it.
Yeah, that's an easy fix, dude.
Yeah, an easy fix. They want to do a gay nude.
Well,
let's
at least listen to the rest and see if that's what it is, and then you can turn it down if you want. And of course, the Caramello for the man who is the greasiest, baldy, most out of shape, tiny penis Navajo gypsy that dares to show his face. Since Perry is the traveling man, we need to hold the event at 7722 Reseda
Boulevard. It could never happen.
Department 102.
No.
But he will if he wants. We are serious about doing this, and we'll pay a lot of money, so much that Perry will put off staging another car accident for months. So let us know what you think. And remember, the pageant industry, there is no second place. You are just another beautiful loser. Roberto Seeger, CEO, Night Moves Beauty Pageant Productions. And we've come to that point, the final $10 shout out of the day. Mole, would you read this for us, pal?
I'll sure try.
Oh, my God.
Oh, this is in handwriting.
That's what I love.
I know.
That's what I love. It's to be read by Walter Malinsky. Hey, Maul. Pastor Raul here, one of my friends, needs your help. Randolph Peters is a young go-getter that will do literally anything to get into show business, but he's planning to start a public access home improvement show. He's like a young, scary Scaremaster with a tool belt instead of a fanny pack. I was hoping you could come up with a stage name for him. Oh, sure. He's willing to share the profits, like that time you told the guy he should have a band on his show. So, can you think of a stage name for a guy named Randolph who's really good at fixing things around the house? Okay, Randolph. Scaremaster. Anything.
I don't know.
Come on, let's work on this. Let's spitball. That's what we do. Spontaneous improvisation is the key to our creative genius. Let's get
this
thing.
I don't deal with the name Randolph.
Why?
Because it's too close to Randy.
Okay. Oh, well, then how about that? Well,
Randy's a perfect name.
Okay, but what if he was good at fixing stuff around the house? What would you call him? Like, boy, that guy sure is.
Randy Dandy?
Oh, that's good. But no, it's like, man, I need that thing fixed. You know, you know that guy, that one guy is really, he's really good at fixing stuff. He's really around the house.
Handyman.
He's a handyman, yeah. But what could you, how could you get that with Randy?
Randy,
like
Handy.
Sam or Mike.
Randy,
my cousin,
Handyman.
Mike and Sam were the handy guys.
Handy Mike? No. Handy Mike doesn't work. Fix it, Randy? No. How about Handy Joe? How about?
I don't know.
What could you do with Randy?
Randy.
Is there,
all right, here, well, you're trying to figure a guy named Randolph. You can short that to Randy. That was a good suggestion,
and also,
Perry.
And handy was a good adjective to describe him. How could you put those together? Anyway, I don't think.
Handyman.
Whatever.
Handyman Randolph. That's as close as we can come. Anyway, thanks in advance, Maul. Yours in Christ, Raul Ramos, formerly pastor of Rolling Hills, Pray the Gateway Camp.
I remember that guy.
I know. Remember they used to have that nice stationery. Now they can't. Poor guys, handwriting letters.
And that was today's $10 shout-outs.
$10 shout-out!
Well, those were pretty long. Hey, you know what I was thinking? We haven't even gotten a chance to talk about our Fund Anything account. We've only got a few weeks left on that. And if you haven't made a donation, it's at fundanything.com.
Or we die like Tinkerbell.
Right, exactly. Because what we're trying to do...
But this time it's real. We're really going to die.
Yeah, we really do have to end. Because if we're not doing anything towards a goal...
I can't take Scaremaster terrorizing my life anymore.
I can't either.
What?
You see him I'm try to scam us life. Just yes. like he did his disability scam. He scammed us with the skateboards. We reached a deal. I gave him a good deal instead of splitting it
Can I sign
three
one
ways.
Of the skateboards now, Scaremaster? I'll sign one for you, buddy.
Anyway, so you go to thefundanything.com. Our one. Campaign name is the just Big one, Three one. Project. The Big I Three Project.
And thank you.
I refuse to sign it. So you got to come to our Fund Anything. And I'll tell you something. You know, we should think of another prize or another gift that we can give to people. Now, I got a phone call from Perry talking about last week's gift that we came up with, and I thought was a very good gift. Why don't you play that message that Perry left us?
It's Perry. It's 10:25 in the morning. Now, I just woke up. About this cage dancing bullshit... And the thought of rolls of quarters being thrown at me, and my price, I said $1,000, wrong. First off, you need to contact Tom Brennan. Second off, my price is $100,000, no ifs, ands, or buts, and no cheaper. Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, Scaremaster.
The thing that I'm very curious about is, how dare you? We're in the middle of trying to get something going. We come up with a great idea for you to cage dance for only 2 hours. You go there, you cage dance, and something sexy, nobody can touch you, and they throw money at you.
What is it, in a straight club for women or a gay club?
It could be anywhere. Nobody can touch you. What does it matter?
Okay.
If someone invites you to their house and you're in a cage where nobody can touch you, what does it matter?
I don't want to dance for guys.
Why not?
Because I'm not gay. Oh, my God. How many fucking times, how many years do I have to continue?
Who said you're gay? Who said you're gay?
This moron over here keeps making it look like
didn't
I'm
say
gay.
That. Mole did not say that.
He keeps reading these notes that these fans write that where they try to think that I'm gay. You all know that
Nobody said you're gay. You're just cage dancing. The project gets $1,000 each time somebody wants to do that.
I'll do it for $1,000.
Okay, you're not doing it for $1,000. You're doing it for $1,000 for the Fund Anything.
Okay.
Now, we need to get that kind of money sent to us, so we got to think of something else.
Can we sell these skateboards for Fund Anything? I'm signing one now.
That would be good.
How many decks do you need?
No, this one I'm signing.
The one that the two that I handed you.
What could we do to the deck?
Who are these for?
The names are in the corner.
What could we do with a skateboard deck to make it really, really rare?
The side where the sticker is, the Big Three sticker, on the top left.
Okay, shut up, Perry. We don't give a fuck about these boards. You're like a fucking horse with blinders. We're talking about something different now. We're on the show, you fucking idiot. Not a scamming us by having you sign some boards that you're going to sell to somebody that we get no money from. Fuck you. I'm not signing the board. What I'm saying is, what could we do with a skateboard to make it really valuable? What could we do? Mole, do you have any ideas?
Break it.
Okay, but how would that make it more valuable?
Like, it's like artwork. Like when Dennis Hopper shot through that Andy Warhol, it became more, you know. More
all right, that's
thing.
That's a little different. I don't think this is the same type of thing. What could we do? We got to think of something.
I'm like dumbfounded right now. I can't even think.
Would you be willing to have gay sex on one of these things?
Yeah, no! God damn it! How many fucking times do I tell you and tell him I'm not a homosexual? It'll never fucking happen!
What are you diverting this time? Because it seems like every time that you're upset with something, you want to change the subject, you will change it by screaming. I don't know what you're yelling about now.
I'm not yelling.
You know what?
You guy, you just made the comment gay. Will I have gay sex on something?
I didn't say would you have. I said would you have gay sex on the skateboard? So because it's a rare thing, you don't have gay sex. So this would be a one-time thing where you were on top of
I
a skateboard
will not
having.
Have sex.
Well, you know what? All I have to say: 60 seconds of parent. Go!
Order Scary Perry skateboards.
Yeah, you're gonna have G-Man.
www.scaryperryskateboards.
These the skateboards with our pictures on them that you're selling.
No, we got this motherfucker over here. That's trying to fuck my fucking.
I'm looking at skateboards right now that you're selling.
www.scaryperryskateboards.com.
And I signed that picture with your face on it.
SK.
You still have a lot of time left over, Scaremaster.
Boards.
You could talk this entire time. Danny, you signed that scare that good. Oh, that's nice.
Just drawing a picture.
I don't even know what to say anymore.
What else do you have for sale on that website?
T-shirts.
How about anything for the kids? You got anything for the kids? Like for the young kids?
Yeah, 8-inch wide decks, 9-inch wide decks, 10-inch wide
decks. You have penny boards?
How much are your big three skateboards?
You got them on your hand. They're $24.
Stop! That was 60 seconds with Perry. That was good. Hey, wait a second. Did you just hear that? Is that a phone call coming through? Can you send that call through for us, please?
Hello, I must be going. And Perry must be blowing. Yes, yes.
Hey, Mr. Adams, how are you?
Yes, yes. All right. So here we are. Here we are. Once again, the big down kid Charlemagne. I'm sorry. She's going crazy these days.
Nice dog. Oh,
just us again, the big three and Mr. Ennui. I apologize.
Whoa,
I apologize.
Wow. It's like you got the blues. Hey, Perry gets Ennui. You get Ennui. Don't just scare me.
Well, listen. I'm just saying of everyone involved, everyone speaking, it makes sense that Perry would be blue. Yes, blue.
Mr. Adams.
Yeah, I think he's just calling to BJ jokes.
Yeah.
About scare or
did I? You know what? I must say guilty. Guilty. I love it. I love imagining Perry playing mouth marbles with my man Meatloaf. Is that a crime?
Maybe. Is it?
Gear Master?
Anyway, listen. I'm tapped out and I need some cheering up. Now tell me. Did the fund anything hit the golden rainbow?
No, we're not even close. We're just talking about
it,
too.
Well, that's disgusting.
Yes, it is. It's
quite disgusting. All right, listen. Here's what I'm willing to do to help speed things along. I will rent out the Perry cage dancing for however long it takes. And for me, it takes quite a while, yes, because of those shoddy implants I got downstairs in Baja, Mexico.
I don't think he wants a cage dance. Scare him, you want a cage dance?
Oh, well, listen, Perry, listen, I understand Perry doesn't want to dance in a cage. I understand that. But is it the song selection? Because we can go with whatever he please, dubstep, speed metal, Canadian mambo. I just want to see some Perry Paso Doble.
I don't think. How about do one of your songs?
Oh,
do one of your original songs from the musical.
Yes, from the musical.
Yeah.
Do one of my songs. Well, I'm sorry. No can do.
No song? Why?
Well, I'll tell you why. What? I'll tell you why there's no song. Turns out we've been sued by every songwriting shyster in Toontown. Apparently, blessing all those hack tunes by giving them in association with the big three was not enough, and now they want their pound of fleshy cash. Forget it. I'm done. Done like Ryan. Ryan done.
Oh, too soon. Not cool, Mr. Adam.
Really,
yes, it's all right. Lighten up,
too
please.
Much.
Lighten up.
Too
listen,
much.
Anywho,
too much.
Who's got a tune for Daddy? How about this? How about you do one for me?
I'm not part of this. I can't get sued by Capitol Records. I had that Perry thing I went
through.
How
about Scare Master?
Listen. Does anyone have a ditty for Johnny? Can anyone sing me something?
I got one. How about a BG song? I got a BG song. I started to smoke some applewood cherry
tobacco,
but you couldn't see.
Really, listen, the big three. Please, what? Walter, please stop. Listen, why I thought a musical with the big three was a good idea, I'll never know. You are like female vocalists at the front door.
Yeah, I can't find the key and don't know when to come in.
Yes, exactly. Now, open your throats and give me a high C, men. High C, men. Dudes.
Scaremaster, do it.
Not funny.
Scaremaster, tell him about the open mouth thing on your medical thing.
What?
It kept saying open mouth on your medical papers.
You were admitted because you wouldn't shut your mouth. Like, this dude keeps his mouth open. Ah.
Well, you know, I see by the hands on the wall near the clock that we have up there that we're almost out of time here, and it's time to do the best thing that we do on the show. I will say that, Perry, I don't think you did anything to help you get out of the system. I think that what you did, you sounded very unprofessional today by proving that you're ripping us off with no excuse.
I'm not ripping nobody off.
All right. Then
my fucking throat's killing me still.
Okay. If you sold
nine
boards and you owe us $90, where's the $90?
I don't have $90.
So you scammed us. You got $90 paid to you. We were supposed to get 45 of it. You didn't give it to us.
I paid bills, okay?
Okay, Perry. Oh, then you know what? I pay
bills.
You
want to take out $700?
I pay bills,
too. Let me finish,
too.
Please.
I don't want to take
You want to take out $700 of the money
I don't
from the
do
$2,000 that you plan on giving
I don't know where you got the figure $2,000. And I don't
Or
want,
more than $2,000.
I don't know where you got that figure either. I'm just saying. It just seems a little very... Well, it seems really unfair, I'll be honest with you. But it's time for a little thing we like to call Mole Play.
Mole Play, let's play Mole Play. Mole Play, let's play Mole Play. Mole Play!
Now, if you've never heard the show before, Mole Play is an improv game that we play here, and here's how this works. Mole will come up with some sort of scenario. What kind of scenario? Who knows? It all comes through the mind of Mole. He will then write a scene. He will cast the scene. He will also direct the scene. What we don't know is what's going to be happening on today's Mole Play. Wait a minute. Where'd Mole go?
Oh, so are we doing Mole Play right now?
Yeah.
Okay, listen. Oh, thank you for sitting next to each other. Guys, we may never know what's going on up in heaven until we die and go up to heaven.
Excellent point.
But maybe the ghost of Marlon Brando gave us a little glimpse into the afterlife today. And I think Scaremaster, don't wait till I cast it. Wait till I cast it, okay?
You're jumping the gun, Perry.
Imagine if you would, the cloudy banks of heaven. And there, floating in the mist, the one and only, the greatest Italian of them all, Marlon Escarole Brando.
Oh.
Okay.
He's sitting there as an angel, looking around at heaven, thinking about how beautiful it is. And behind him is Mr. Francis Giuliano, the greatest tailor in Chicago's history. The tailor for Mr. Alfonso Ribeiro Capone. And then...
This isn't...
This is getting stupid.
What? How is this...
How
is this?
Dare you?
Okay, hold on. Let me reset.
He's got no... Nothing... He's got no setup, no middle, no end. No opening, no middle, no end. He's just stupid people that are just...
Wait a second. Marlon Brando is looking on heaven. He's talking about how beautiful it is. He doesn't think he can get any more beautiful when he's approached by Francis Arrabbiata. What was it?
Frank Giuliano.
Frank?
Not Francis. Frank.
In heaven, they go by his saint name, okay?
Right.
He was considered a saint. Let me tell you something. When he would put a double stitch in somebody's hem, they considered him a saint. In Chicago, in Chi-Town, my town.
Thank you.
Marlon Brando looks around heaven, thinks it can't get any more beautiful, and starts talking to himself about how beautiful heaven is. Mole Play!
You forgot to cast us.
I think you should play Marlon Brando. You think you can do it?
Oh, I think
Hold
he
on,
can do it.
Second.
Let's see a little.
Wait, is it? No,
oh, he just went into Marlon Brando.
You think you can
Whoa,
do it?
Whoa, he can do it.
It's a very easy part.
Because I'll get Mary Jane over here to do Marlon Brando. Mary Jane, give me a little
Mary
Marlon
Jane
Brando.
Mary Jane doesn't do Marlon Brando.
Where's the cocks to suck?
It's pretty good.
Okay.
It's pretty freaking good. All right, Scaremaster, I'm sorry. Mary Jane, you're going to be playing Marlon Brando. Mary Jane, you'll be Marlon Brando, and you're going to be Frank Giuliano. Now, you're standing in the background, Scaremaster.
What is Perry playing?
Perry's going to play the one and only.
Who?
The one and only who?
The big man, JC. I'll bring you in when it's your time.
Do you have a whole Christ?
I'm not going to play Jesus Christ.
No, you're not playing.
Top dog in the Javajo religion?
There is no top dog. Wait,
everyone relax. Marlon Brando, you're up in heaven, looking around heaven. It's wonderful. And you're approached by Frank Giuliano. More play.
So pretty here. It's very pretty.
Marlon, remember me?
Oh, there's a big cock waving at me.
It's Frank Giuliano. I used to be your tailor for the longest time. Remember?
I don't know. Let me see your dick.
All right. It's kind of small.
Stick it in that guy's mouth.
Excuse me. Marlon Brando wants me to stick my cock in your mouth.
Sorry.
Oh, my God. And guess who it is? It is the High Javajo Elder King.
That'll never happen.
Here, King. Here, King.
That'll never happen.
Come on, boy. Come here, boy. Who's a pretty boy? Come here. I understand you're important in the Javajo religion.
Oh, wait.
Come
how about
on,
this?
Sit.
Wait,
roll over.
He's not going to play High Javajo. Okay, how about this?
How about
it? It's just another random saint. It's Saint Bernard.
You know who I think Saint Bernard should be played by, though?
Wolfie?
No.
Baby Doggy?
No.
Vince?
Puppy. No. No fucking way.
I look
Kyle at... Dickey.
Oh, yeah.
Hi, Kyle, guys.
Okay, so can Kyle
just
Dickey play?
I think we've really gotten away from everything. Okay. So Marlon Brando and Frank Giuliano are about to really hit it off when they're approached by St. Bernard, played by Kyle Dickey. Moplay.
Hi, guys.
Hey. Hi, Javajo priest.
But I'm Kyle Dickey. I'm not a Jehovah's Witness.
Kyle Dickey's still alive. You're not in heaven. You're St. Bernard, the High Javajo priest.
Oh, God.
Okay.
Listen, you fleeming.
Flee. Yeah, work the flee thing.
Listen here, you Philly. You Philly, I got a lisp. I feel sick. I don't even know what I'm thinking.
Well, if it isn't St. Bernard. Hey, I want to introduce you. This is Marlon Brando. He was a big actor down in the earth.
Hi. Look at you.
Oh, that just makes my dick juice dry up.
I used to be his tailor, and I was a pretty good tailor.
That makes my dick juice wet.
He has a very large inseam.
Let me explain something to you,
Kyle
too.
Kyle Dickey makes love to them both.
Oh, St. Bernard.
I'm sorry. St. Bernard makes love to them both. Man love.
Take my cock in your ass.
Take
my cock in
your
ass. Take my cock in your ass.
Take it in
your mouth. Oh, swallow it. Swallow it.
Let me rub my cock against your face.
I'm going to fill you with
St. Bernard,
so much
take
cum,
this whole fucking thing. This is yours, St. Bernard. I'm rubbing my balls.
Oh, what an act. Oh. It's just an act.
Cut off his dick. Cut off his dick.
Hold on just a second, man. We're just playing here, man.
I know. That's yeah.
Why
my,
did you go
that's
so
why
crazy?
My eyes are
you
shut.
Went so crazy.
That's why my eyes are shut.
You
and
were
I'm just
thinking about it. Yeah,
you
know, how much you love
as
it.
An actor.
All right, let's close it up. I got to walk away. Really close it up.
As an actor.
Not comfortable. Please that's Mo Play.
Mo Play, Mo Play. Let's play Mo Play. Mo Play, Mo Play. Let's play Mo Play.
Wow, Perry, that was really freaky. That was really, really...
Because I'm the best in the business.
I'll tell you what, when I see those St. Bernard cartoons, I'm going to wonder what's in those barrels now.
Barrels?
Well, I tried to say this before. We are running out of time. The clock on the near the hands on the wall are saying that, boy, you guys are really, really late today. So we got to close up. So if you want to get in touch with us on the social networks, you can get in touch with me at SimplyDon1 on Twitter. My Facebook is Don Barris. And then I have an Instagram, and I also have a Vine video, and that's SimplyDon1 and Don Barris. I don't know which was which. Mole, how can people get in touch with you?
Just cruise over, man. You know where I'm going to be hanging out? They're going to open up the LA River. We're going to do mud shark fishing right in there. I want to go boat fishing for some carp. Who's down?
I think a lot of people will be. Perry, how do people get in touch with you?
Best way to reach me is at scaryperryx1050 at
gmail.com. You know what would have been funny for you to say?
Please.
Over at the Denny's bathroom.
And
hey,
on Facebook.
Knock really loud on the stall. Knock three times. God. Knock three times
on
the
stall
Denny's
if you want me. Mary Jane, how can people get in touch with you?
I would like to say that Wiki is dressed up like Barbarella today, and you should go to fundanything.com, find the campaign, The Big Three Project, and put the rest of the money until it's at the goal.
Or pretty try please, to find somebody that can help us out, and if you can make a video or anything that can promote our Fund Anything account, make sure you get in touch with that. Well, guys, and... Oh, I should also say, if you want to see me, I'm every night at the World Famous Comedy Store.
Whoa. When did you start doing that?
Actually,
he's been doing that since the 80s.
Thank you. I'm there every night. I close out the show. On Monday night, don't forget the Ding Dong Show. That's also a Death Squad podcast. But right now, it's time to say goodbye. So here we go.
Big three.
Goodbye.